There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Big news. Afghanistan, we're not pulling out all the troops. What? Yep, we're hitting the pause button. The president of Afghanistan is in Washington talking with the president, and the thought is we are not ready. We've got Afghanistan military troops who are trashed on dope, who are deserting, and basically who are falling down on the job. So we need help, U.S. Please don't withdraw the troops. And the president said, absolutely not. So we are staying at 10,000 instead of drawing down. In Afghanistan, as our president said, it is a dangerous place. It is a dangerous place to be. So that's why we're keeping more troops there. And the president also emphasized it was well worth it. Why? Because it's called spring fighting season. And this flexibility has reinvigorated our partnership with Afghanistan. Wow, I think that's a brutal way to put that. All right, so here we are. I've deployed three times. I'm on the job. You know, I'm willing to do it because that's what I do. You know, I'm on the front line. I'm canvassing the areas. I'm dodging IEDs. I'm crawling on my belly in these villages, avoiding the snipers, because there's Taliban snipers in some of the hairy, scary areas in Afghanistan. And now we're keeping the troops there. But Kabul wants that, but so does D.C. Because what Washington now is saying, or the president is saying, is, okay, we saw what happened with Iraq. We don't want that to happen with Afghanistan. We don't want that void when the troops leave. We don't want that to happen. We saw what happened with the Islamic fighters, even though we knew that was going on. And in Afghanistan, we already have some affiliation with ISIS, even though the Taliban is really who we're most concerned about. We have to make sure that the forces are prepared, because we don't want to go back. So we don't have to go back. We don't have to do that. So the pace of the drawdown was all the focus at the White House. That was the meetings. That was what that was about. And the president of Afghanistan is trying to really plead his case that he is a worthy partner for American support. But here we go again. Drug abuse, illiteracy, desertions, lots of problems with the military. Are we going to be square, or are we going to keep leaving troops there again and again and again when we say we're going to take them out? Do you know it's been 14 years? It's been 14 years. So Afghanistan will be vulnerable, I think, to violent extremist groups no matter what. And the Afghanistan forces, they're the ones who have to really buck up for this fighting season, and they got to deal with the Islamic fighters. We do have some key bases there, we do, and we certainly don't want that to happen, the takeover of those bases, that is. We don't want that. And I'm certain that the president of Afghanistan, who said again and again he was grateful for the decision and the support, it is fragile. It is fragile, folks. In fact, in the eastern part of Afghanistan, somebody went crazy with a bunch of AK-47s and worse and killed 13 people overnight, a kind of a little midnight assault party. Nobody so far has claimed responsibility for that one. But ultimately, we leave the troops. we leave the troops again. Is this fair or is this foul? I mean, is this what we have to do? Because, hey, we've already invested all this time. Clearly, their military is not ready to do it on their own. So aren't we supposed to be the good partners, since we've already jumped into this fray, and do what we have to do? But tell that to the family where they haven't seen, kids haven't seen their father for however long it's been, because most of those deployments were close, sometimes they were close to a year, at least 7-8 months, and then they would deploy again, or then they would go back over, and it's rough. Anyone in the military will tell you, though, okay, here's what I signed up and all that other stuff, but now with the jimmy rigging of the dates, that's got to be the worst. I'm sorry. So you do your deal, and you think you're done, and then you get the word, hey, Captain, we're keeping more people over here, so we're sticking this out for longer. Ugh. That's got to be the worst news when you hear that, when you're on the front lines. Woohoo! We're going home, boys. We did a good job. We did what we could. We helped some villagers. We built some wells. We protected some people. But now, after all the training, the military's not up to snuff. I mean, really what they're not saying, peel back the curtain, what the president is afraid of is violent Islamic extremism from the hands of ISIS. Because that is what's happening. ISIS has a presence in Afghanistan, and it's not surprising that they have a presence in Afghanistan. All right, Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas. How are you?
Hey, Kate. Well, I'm recovering from that cruise missile that hit Washington, D.C.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, I just loved what he started to say about conservatism. You know, we had the first President Bush said we needed a kinder and gentler conservatism. And then the second President Bush said we need a more compassionate conservatism. And then Cruz comes out and says we need courageous conservatism. You know, the other two are like apologizing, like stepping back, like hold down the enthusiasm, but not Cruz. Cruz says, let's go, let's attack, you know, leading from the front. And I think that is fantastic. I haven't heard anyone like that since Ronald Reagan. And the same things they said about Ronald Reagan, they're saying about Cruz. You know, he's an extremist, he's way out there, he has no chance of winning. Just watch. What do you think?
Well, I think throwing in early was smart on his part. He's so behind in the polls, but it's early. And I said this before, whatever he stands for, you know, he's not wishy-washy. He's got a Harvard education, so you can't knock him on that. He's a lawyer for anybody who wants to take a chunk out of him in that direction. And he definitely has the Tea Party behind him. He definitely has a lot of conservatives. Can he rally the rest of the base? And I think he's going to be a lot trickier, Tomas, than most people believe. I do. It just depends on, and thank you for hanging on, and thanks for the calls. We're up against it. But I think he's going to be a lot trickier than people give him credit for, but I don't think he takes it. No, I don't think so. I still think you have, believe it or not, Jeb Bush who stands in the way. And not just Jeb Bush, Scott Walker is dynamic. He's got a lot of people at work for him, including the Tea Party, too. See, you have a couple of candidates that have big, giant fans in the Tea Party party that are really pushing them forward. And I think Scott Walker has, right now today, a better chance than Ted Cruz. But let's see what he does when he's out there. I mean, he's campaigning. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
America Tonight. We've been talking about this from yesterday, the fact that we hit that five-year mark with Obamacare, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, we were in Washington for the oral arguments over the subsidies and what's going to happen there, King versus Burwell. Of course, we won't know the decision until June, most likely, and we'll find out what happens with that, either subsidies gone, subsidies stay, etc. We've got in our virtual green room Michael Dougherty. He's the president and CEO of LabMD. And also, as you know, he is the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. So, Michael, we just fly through the five-year period. If you were to give it a grade at this point from, you know, A being the best all the way down to an F, what would you say this Obamacare has been in the 5 years?
Incomplete minus F. Because, you know, it's barely
nice.
Implemented. I mean, he's kicked the can down the road to reality and accountability. So we know the little bit that we've seen so far is terrible. It's expensive. All the promises he made are not true. And yet it still isn't fully implemented. So we ain't seen nothing yet. And that's the scary part for someone that's from in my position where I worked in medicine for 30 years. It bothers me. I feel like I've got seven houses on fire. I'm watching them burn. I have one hose and no one else can see the flames. It's hard.
When we look at it overall, I say that, okay, so pre-existing conditions, that helped a lot of people. But I think the middle class especially, I mean the true middle class, they really got jammed up on this, thinking, okay, we can keep our same doctors. Yay, I like my doctor. I like what I'm doing. I like the co-pays. But it's not that at all. And I've told this story on the air. I got sick. I had strep, and I couldn't go to my regular doctor, so I decided, oh, I'll just go to an urgent care center. When I went in, the reality hit me that they had a list, Michael, of things that they went through. It was like I was ordering off of an a la carte menu and went down all this stuff. And I said, why are you asking me every single thing on this list? And she said to me, because people get so upset and they're not sure what their insurance covers or doesn't. So I go through the prices of everything so they can decide whether they really want an x-ray or they want this treatment or that treatment because they're going to have to pay. Wow. That was interesting because I've never been anywhere where I've seen that.
Well, and that's also probably because, like most Americans, you're relatively healthy, and then you're having new experience in medicine, and they're changing it. And the big picture that terrifies me is we are empowering people that have no knowledge of medicine to affect medicine, and we as citizens don't have knowledge of medicine either. Just because we're a patient, which rarely happens to us until we age a lot, is that we don't know what we're talking about. And just because we have the right to vote doesn't mean we know. If we were to change the subject to, say, nuclear physics, people would go, I don't know about that. How can I make a decision? But for some reason, we think that we know or will believe someone that's a politician and not a physician or has no biology background whatsoever. And it's terrifying. It's the perfect storm of duping everybody because you can't know until you have your own experience with either your health, as you just described you had, or a loved one or an elderly parent. And, then it's really too late because in the meantime, what Obama is doing is he is ripping the infrastructure of medicine away. And you can burn a house down in 2 hours. You can't build it in 2 hours. You can't put it back that fast. And that's the analogy I like to use because it's very, very concerning. We are not better off and we're going to get worse off. And all the pundits that want to not admit reality here do is they just spin numbers. And you're exactly right. The middle class has gotten hammered. This has been incredibly expensive for everyone. It has shifted the number of uninsured, not changed it.
Yeah, and it shifted the number of uninsured, right, because then they realized they can't afford it. And so now they can't afford it where maybe they could before, and they're juggling so much, but with their insurance going up. And then on the other side of it, what's being covered, and then, of course, ultimately what the deductible is also very confusing, don't you think?
Well, it's true because to get this passed, Obama had to make a deal with the devil. And that meant he had to make a deal with the insurance carriers to make sure that they were going to be okay. Instead of really fixing what was wrong in a system that really wasn't that wrong, he has made it worse and he made a deal with the pact with the insurance carriers. So notice who's making more money, who's raising premiums, who no matter what happens is protected. And that's why we're seeing this big bubble of our benefits are going down, our rates are going up, our deductibles are going up, our networks are shrinking. Rural hospitals are getting nailed because if you don't have a big population to work in some sort of negotiative process, you know, he's just taking all the air out of the room. And you know, there's only so many fingers in the dam the Obama administration and the media can place to try to hide this. It is, and that's why he was kicking the can down the road on the premium increase until the 2014 elections were over. It is going to get worse. It is not nearly at its peak. And hopefully people are going to wake up and understand that, you know what, it's an old cliche and it's really boring, but so true. There's just nothing free in life. There just isn't.
Boy, so true. And when you say it's going to get worse, what do you mean by that? That, hey, expect that you're going to see your rates go up and everything else connected with that?
Well, you've got infrastructure issues going on right now. I mean, really, the people on Obamacare are just starting. The networks are just shifting. The physicians are just starting to adapt. The networks of quality people are changing. Now, say, in the world I was in pathology, right? And we do cancer detection of specific cancer. Now, the choice of where your tissue is going to go to analyze it isn't going to be on the team of the best type of pathologist in that type of cancer. It's going to be to a behemoth laboratory that's offering the lowest price because that's the only way people can survive. So you will lose access in subtle ways to top-notch care and specialized care, and you won't even know it because they're just going to create these mega, you know, big. And that's the irony of the left when they scream about how much they hate big corporations, they hate big this. All their policies create big. and they hurt diversity and niche markets. And, you know, medicine's like nothing else. The human body doesn't cooperate. It's not an assembly line. Henry Ford would be very frustrated, and they try to make it that way. And it just doesn't work. And the irony is, all this less quality, all this lower access to top care, and it's more expensive for longer lines and smaller networks. I mean, it's hard not to sound too negative, because I don't want to turn people off to the conversation, but the facts are the facts, and we're seeing enough, not even to mention the tax fiascos were going on with the wrong things going out, the promises of your subsidies, and people are going to pay back their subsidies now. I mean, 50% of the people have going to have to pay some back. I mean, it's just all over the place, and it just makes me wonder exactly what it's going to take for the American people to draw the line.
Yeah, what I mean, ultimately, that's where it changes, right? Because I always say it's power to the people, Michael. So if people bombard their congresspeople, their senators, I mean, do phone trees, all of that, and really push, then something will have to give, because what do politicians want? They want to get reelected, right?
That's exactly right, and that's why the danger to Obamacare is the pocketbook early on, because most of us don't get sick. And the worst, I mean, I'm not talking about flus and colds, okay? It's like in any university we have the clinic, and anybody can handle, you know, bumps and sniffles and the flu. I'm talking about chronic diseases, long-term chronic care, expensive, unusual stuff. That's where you get nailed. Cancer, chemotherapy, heart transplant, cardiology,
oh, yeah,
neurosurgery. These are not things that you can just, you know, put in a box and demand. These are people that will be over time less likely to go work with them. People with that type of personality temperament that they're going to take that degree of risk are not people that work well in some sort of organized autocratic setting where they're just supposed to do their job and cut on the brain cell. I mean, it's craziness. And but it's the perfect storm, because how many of us have worked in an operating room? How many of us have worked in a pathology laboratory? How many of us have been to medical school? Very, very few. But what's changed here is suddenly we're trusting all that knowledge to a politician. And it's amazing. I mean, I'm not shocked at all the way it's turning out, but that's because I've worked in this business for 30 years. But most people haven't. And it's the perfect storm, therefore, to fool them. And that's why I consider the Obama administration on Obamacare the Pied Piper. And it's terrifying. The arrogance that someone with so little medical experience will have to pass a law without knowing what's in it, and to look you in the eye and say that and still spin it's good with our health, is really, really terrifying. And I just wonder how long it's going to take for us to wake up, because it is not going to get better.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, this was a really uplifting conversation, Michael Doherty.
You know, you got to choose to look, though. You have to choose to look.
I love it. You're terrific. Thanks so much, as always, for coming on with us.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Remember, all roads to the show lead through AmericaTonight.net. You can hook us up. You can hook up with us on Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of good stuff. And we've been talking about a few things, including the five-year anniversary of Obamacare. Michael Dougherty pulling no punches, as he mentioned, working as a pathologist and what he saw in health care and what he's seeing for the future. If you want to sound off, throw in your two cents, pick up the phone, punch in these digits. Punch in these digits. Punch in these digits. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Get your digits while you're at it. Let's go to the Donald in Texas. Hey, Don.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm great.
I really turned to you this time. I want to comment on a couple of things. One, I agree with, and I didn't catch his last name, but Dr. the Michael that was just on.
Michael Dougherty, yeah.
Right. Since the first of the year now, remember, I'm disabled. I'm on Medicare. In the past, I always saw the surgeon with anything related to my stomach because I've been opened up 20 times, okay?
Wow.
This year, I was supposed to see him every 6 months. This year, he says, "I'm sorry, you have to see a regular doctor now. You can only come to me by referral." Yeah, I think that's ridiculous, but that's the way it is. Then I want to talk about Cruz and Walker for a minute. Wouldn't they make a hellacious single ticket together? They really would.
And it could be that way. It could be. It could end up that way, Don.
Yeah, I think that would be a hellacious team for president, vice president. I don't know. Probably I give more credibility to Walker because he's been a governor than I do to Cruz. But I could certainly accept Cruz as vice president. And if Walker wanted to be the VP, I certainly could accept Cruz. Only because both of them say what they mean what they say, and they back it up.
okay?
I agree with that. They, you know, here's the main thing, what you just said there. They say what they believe. I do feel that. I no matter what, even if there's people who think, wow, I don't like Cruz, I don't like Walker, whatever. I think you're getting the true, authentic man.
We haven't had that, and someone else said on the show even before me that, you know, we're talking about another Ronald Reagan, and that's what we need in the office. That's what we really need in the office of president. Right now, we are the joke of the world, literally. Putin is not upset with us.
No.
No. Nobody's afraid of us anymore, and they shouldn't be, because we're not able to back. You know, you don't know what Obama says from one day to the next. You don't know what Kerry's going to say from one day to the next. And let me put it this way. Has anyone sent a baby bottle to Obama? I mean, he is having crying episodes over Israel.
Yeah, that the whole Israel thing in Netanyahu, wow. Yep. They didn't want him to win, but he did. Oh, well.
I will tell you, each night when I come into the room, the first thing I do is put on Facebook that I'm here, and you can look at my Facebook anytime you like. I think you know the address. If you don't, I'll send it to you. Just add me to your pal list. I'll send you my Facebook name, and I also tweet that I'm listening to your show.
You are awesome.
Well, you know, I'm also a member of your program, in case you didn't know that.
Yes, I did know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm very proud, and I love the way that you are with your guests, and you. I would hate to be interviewed by you, because you're very thorough. But anyway, yeah, I agreed with that doctor 100%. He is so right. And I live in a small community. You know that. I live down here in South Texas.
Right.
And we only have one county hospital. And even the ambulance service, I've been asked by the city to try to arrange for an ambulance to be out here all the time, because we're 20 miles away from the main hospital.
Mm.
And would you believe that their biggest fear is they're not going to get paid? Now, if everybody has insurance, if everybody has insurance, how come they're not going to get paid? So we're going to go to these people who can't afford anything on Obamacare, and they're not going to get paid because they don't have it. So I understand what the ambulance company is saying. So it's a bad thing. I think if we do anything, we need to look at what Canada does. We need to look at what England is doing and these other countries that have that kind of insurance versus what we call. Could you handle, on a personal end, could you handle a $5,000 deductible? And some of these Obamacare plans have a $5,000 deductible.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the part for your Part D of my insurance coverage. Okay, they decide Agronox, $580 a month.
Wow.
But when they, that's what I had to pay when they stopped paying. You got into this thing called a donut. I never heard of this before. This is all from, this all came about because of Obamacare.
Yeah.
And do I think it's going to get worse? Yes, I do. But anyway, I've taken up enough of your time, dear, but I did want to call you. I think you're sweet and you've done a great job. Be well
the
and
Donald.
Take care.
Thank you. I love it. And you heard what Donald said. I've had a lot of people say the same thing. It's interesting. In spending time, I have friends that are staunch conservatives. I have friends who are tired of politics, and I have friends who are extremely liberal. And even my most liberal friends have complained about what's happened with their health care. I'll even point it out. I think she said it on the show. Ellen Ratner has called and complained about what her medications cost because the same thing happened to her. She got stuck because of the switchover with the Affordable Care Act. Well, you know, once the realization hits everyone, then you start to see personally what it means for your health care coverage and what happens, like Michael Dougherty said, hey, well, you're healthy, right? And then all of a sudden you get that curveball. Then the panic sets in when you start to realize, oh, my gosh, I'm getting soaked. I had no idea that this is the way it is. All right, Grim, hello. You have the floor.
Pretty nice guy. I like what he said, you know. And he's talking from wisdom, from what I hear. Hey, Kate, here's a couple of solutions, and then I'll talk about the health care, the way I feel. Here's a solution for education that my dad always said. You want to know how to fix higher education? No. Not grades from one to 12, kindergarten to high school for the layman, but your higher education. Make your tuitional cost, no matter what state you go to, the same. One semester course costs you $150. I don't care what state you go to. You can get rid of the Pell Grant system, and they can go in competition to make it cheaper.
Wouldn't that be great if they do that? But, of course, you know, the money men at the educational temples around the U.S. don't want to see that happen.
I don't care.
I agree. It should be affordable. It should be affordable. Yes.
That's what the cost was before the grant system.
Right.
Now, I'm not lying. That's what the cost was before the grant system.
Right, right.
And also, you know, dorm costs would be cheaper and everything. And it wouldn't matter where you went. It'd be the same.
Right, okay? You could get the same across the board, yeah.
Fix the taxes? Hold up both your hands. How many fingers you have?
10.
Okay, there's your tax. Anybody can figure it in their head. I don't have to pay 100 counts to figure out 33⅓% or 17.9% tax or whatever pyramid scheme they want to run. You pay in 10%, and the federal government keeps 2%. Rest of it goes back, the 8% goes back to the same community that paid the 10 in to help out its local people.
I think, you know what, Grim, I think that you are looking at unicorns. I think your ideas are good, but you know they'll never fly. Never.
If I was president, and here's the problem, and this is what I hope that the next president's able to do, because speeches are fine. I can tell anybody what they want to hear, just like you just said.
Absolutely.
It's when you got the people around you telling you, you can't do that. I tell them, there's the door.
Right, this is what I'm doing too bad. Executive action, baby.
Nothing can't be done is not heard here. It will be done.
Yeah, I love it.
Because it did exist. Now, I'm talking about everything I've said did exist because Donald could confirm this to the health care. My mom, she was born in a sod house. Her doctor came out in the horse and buggy and delivered her in a sod house, cow pasture special sod house. She's one of the last few record births.
Wow.
Now, this same doctor had to go around in his horse and buggy. The citizens went in, bought lumber, and built him an office to where they could find him instead of having to worry where he was when they come bringing somebody in with rattlesnake bite or something.
Right.
A little place. These same citizens built our general hospitals. That's why it used to have a plaque that said, all care is free.
Yeah, all care is free.
It used to be.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, out there, most everybody used to pay. My mom's birth was paid with eggs and churned butter.
Yeah.
It was.
How about that? It's crazy. Now, you know what? Today, Grim, some interesting things that you threw out there. I love that story about your mother, by the way. That is so cool. Seriously. And what he said there about the eggs and the butter, that's the barter system. That's how it used to be. Now, if you want to have a baby, my sister-in-law, for example, yeah, we're talking $20,000 with insurance and with decent insurance employer base. Stay with us.
now you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's...
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name.
As we round the final term for this hour anyway of America Tonight, we're going to go into old school, new school. That's when we invite technical director Matt Johnson in on the game. Hey, Matt.
Hello.
So let's start with this one. I was thinking about this the other day. Here's old school versus new school in a sense. Definitely. Slurpees versus Monster drinks. I see a lot of young boys and even some girls with those giant cans of Monster, but I know they still sell, like if you go to a 7-Eleven, Slurpees, but I don't see many people with Slurpees anymore. I mean, Slurpees old school, which one do you like better?
I'm not really a big fan of either, because those Monster drinks, they just give me, you know, that sugar gut rot, and I can't handle it. And the Slurpees, I don't know, I never really drank that much of them.
Slurpees. There's this place that where I grew up for a while. It was called Cumberland Farms, and it was a better store than 7-Eleven, because 7-Eleven near me was always junky. There was too much stuff that was old in it and stuff, and they had these cool, and I didn't drink much of those kind of things either, but they had a thing, and it was cherry, and it was called Chili Willy.
Oh, like the Icy's, right?
Oh, yeah, and I loved the Chili Willy. It was good. Mm-hmm. It wasn't over-the-top sugary. It was just good. It was right. That's what I think the problem is with the Slurpees for me, is too sugary. And the monster drinks, I'm with you. Ugh, I would have such a crash over any of those kind of things. Okay, so we move to clothing. Levi's 501s versus the modern day true religion. Where would you fall in that spectrum?
I think I owned a pair of Levi's when I was a kid, but I don't think I've had any since. But I've never owned a pair of True Religion jeans because I think those are like $200 a pop. So
they are.
I'm somewhere in the middle, I think. I don't know. There's a couple different brands that I buy that are probably more in the middle.
Well, what are middle brands? The Gap? What?
No. There was a time I went through a big Mavi phase. They're like some Turkish denim jeans. And then some Sevens, Guess, Calvin Klein, Buffaloes. I just bought a couple pairs of those.
Buffaloes.
But you got to get them on sale, though. Otherwise, you're spending like $100. And I refuse to pay about more than like $50 or $60.
For a pair of jeans?
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm usually trying to find them on discount clearance, so hopefully they're under 50, but that's about where I'm at.
And how many pairs of jeans do you think you have?
A lot right now. I mean, it depends. I have different jeans to wear for, like, outdoor stuff, for going out, and then when I'm in shape, when I'm not in shape. So it all depends.
I love that.
I have lots of different jeans, but only a certain few I can wear at a different time.
I love that. These are my going out jeans. If I eat too much pizza and drink too much beer, these are my chubby chaser jeans.
Right.
You know what? That's just like women, same thing. You have clothes on sizes on what you wear and where you're going. Absolutely. I like jeans that are worn in a little bit more, though. You know, in the South, in some parts of the South, men iron their jeans, so they have the crease in them, like they used to do in the 70s, I guess.
I've never taken any kind of appliance to my jeans.
I'm serious. Like, cowboys sometimes do that, where they have the crease, and they're looking nice. I mean, they wear a crisp white shirt that looks like it just came back from the cleaners, and they have boots on, and they have jeans that are pressed. It's the first time I saw that, though.
I mean, the skinny jeans, that's the big fat. I'm not a part of that either. I can't handle that.
Skinny jeans are brutal.
I can't handle
it. They are brutal.
It.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like that on guys either. I think it's... I don't like it. I don't like the way it looks. Okay, so we move from our clothing to DC Comics Old School versus Marvel, which is really modern day. Because, I mean, DC Comics... Still around, but they're older.
They're the same, though. I mean,
yeah.
They're both around now. They're all...
There's a sharper edge in Marvel than there is in DC Comics, I think.
Probably right now there is, just because of all the movies that they've been making. But, I mean, DC Comics, that's like Batman Superman, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Batman,
I mean, the Batman
Superman.
Movies that have been coming out have been pretty good.
Yes. I agree.
I think it's just there's a bigger quantity of the Marvel because they have the Avengers and then everybody that's in the Avengers has their own movie series, too. So you have Iron Man, who's a Thor, then I can't even name all
Thor,
the people. Hulk,
yeah.
Spider-Man,
the
Marvel,
woman, whatever
Wolverine.
She the woman, Black Widow, whatever she is. Mm-hmm.
Stan Lee,
crazy.
That guy's making a lot of money.
Oh, Stan Lee has those little cameo appearances, too, that you catch them. They do some cool things with the Avengers. Or at the end of Iron Man, then you see an Avengers after the credit. They plug what's coming up next. It's cool. They put a little cult-like things in there. All right, how about this? Drive-in diners versus drive-thrus. And drive-in diners are, it's like where you pull up and they hook up the tray to your car and you eat the fries and the burger and the root beer and whatever, and they still exist, and I don't know about Minnesota or Minneapolis, but not very many. It's not as prevalent as it used to be.
There's only a few remaining around here. I think a lot of it has to do with the weather and the times changing, for one, and then also the weather, because the places that are the drive-in diners, they're only open in the summer, so you'll see them a lot in kind of lake resorts and up where people have a lot of cabins, that kind of thing, up here in Minnesota, or a couple of beaches, lakes. That's kind of where they tend to hang out, or not where they hang out, where they are. But I don't know. Obviously, the drive-in diner, I think, would be a better experience than the drive-thru, because then you're just talking like a McDonald's or something. And I'd rather go to maybe an old-style, like, malt burger place with the drive-up diner.
Yeah, they're cool. My mother used to take us to them when we were kids, and we loved it, because she wasn't a fast foodie person anyway. But it was neat, because you go, you're sitting in the car, and then they bring the crinkly fries, and the frosty root beer, and the frozen mugs, and I don't know. I just thought it was cool. I did. I thought it was really cool. And there are more by me than I think you have in Minnesota, but not very many. It's still not... It's not huge, because the McDonald's and all the other drive-thrus have taken over the world. That's pretty much what it is. All right, so how about this? Big dogs versus teeny purse dogs. You see more little dogs, I mean tiny dogs that weigh 5 pounds, 10 pounds, maybe at the max 20 pounds, versus it used to be you had golden retrievers. They still are out there. There still are big dogs out there. But if you go to a dog park and you look at the small dog section versus the big dog, there's the small dogs rule. It's all about those yappy small dogs. So I still say old school is the bigger dogs versus the teeny ones today. What do you think?
Yeah, probably. I'm more of a big dog to mid-range dog than a small person or a small dog person. And, I mean, up here, I don't know if it's just because of the culture where there's a lot of hunters and bird hunters that, I mean, almost all my friends that do have dogs, I'd say like 3/4 of them probably have like a black lab, and then the rest of them have some kind of like a boxer. Actually, now that I think about it, it's 3/4 boxers. I don't know why that happened, but there's this big boxer trend amongst my peers. So the boxers, and then all my hunting friends have the black or yellow lab.
Yeah, that makes
sense. There's a small section of people that have those tiny dogs that I don't really care for. They're the ones that usually try to hop on your lap while you're trying to do something else.
Yeah, the tiny ones. I you know what? And they yap all the time. And of course, I have a big dog, Mahalo, who's 90 pounds. So I'm definitely a big dog person. I like the way they love on you, and then they leave you alone, but they're affectionate. And I'm sure there's great tiny dogs. So now I'm going to get nasty letters, but my brother-in-law has 3 Chihuahuas, and they have to. Well, if you go to visit him, he's a nice house, but you go to visit him, he has to put the little Chihuahuas out in the back, and they stand at the door and they just whine, and it's a crazy kind of barking noise that they make. And I'll say, can't we just let them in? I mean, will they not do this if you let them in? It's okay. And it's brutal, and they're tiny. I mean, they're little. They're, gosh, maybe they might weigh 8 pounds. You could step on them. It's crazy. But very much the trend, a big trend. You see it at the airports, people with, that's why I say purse dogs, and they take them on planes and stuff. All right, that was fun. Old school, new school. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.